Was stolen from us, basically. And I don't know if it was a crime. I don't know what's going on, but I think there's a lot of cheating going on, and I think that there's going to be a lot of people making a lot of money, and it's not going to be for the people.
Yeah.
It'll be for the very few who are right now in power, and that's wrong. That's not how a democracy works.
Support women and to to support all disenfranchised people right now. I think we need the support. We need to know that people have our back when we have a representative who doesn't have mine. So
we a fascist America. No. We refuse a fascist America.
Well, I came here with my two friends from law school, and we're just obviously disappointed with the results of the election, and not in the sense that it was not our party that won, but in the sense that it was like a demagogue and somebody who isn't going to be fighting on behalf of the people. And so that's one of the reasons as to why multiple ones of us are pursuing public interest law, because now that we have somebody who's not going to be working in the public interest, we need to have more people being activists and being able to mobilize and organize and be working on the public's behalf, since we aren't going to have somebody like Obama who supported us so incredibly.
We're here because we're really disappointed that Hillary is not our president, and we're scared for the future of our country. We're really scared, especially for women. And I think it's really important that people stand up peacefully and, you know, make our voices heard.
Right. And just the fact that, you know, Trump was, you know, has so many issues with women and what he said about women. And
the things he did to women,
right,
as
that
well.
He's a sexual predator, basically. That's why
And a sexual predator is right now our president.